This is James Granstrom, and you're listening to the Super Soul Model Series. This podcast is designed to uplift and inspire you to making positive changes in your life. I have conversations about health, happiness, spirituality, and why adopting a positive and successful mindset will change your life for the better.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the James Granstrom Podcast Super Soul Model Series. Today's episode is all about the power of discernment. Discernment is the ability to judge truth from error, truth from falsehood, and right from wrong. And if you want to work in harmony with the universe, then you want to listen to this episode. If you're enjoying the podcast, please remember to support it by liking, subscribing, and sharing with as many people as possible who you believe would really appreciate this content and information. So what is discernment? Discernment is the ability to judge truth from falsehood, meaning that if something doesn't feel right to you and you're able to listen to your intuition, then that is discernment when you follow through with the choice that creates the path of least resistance for you. Years ago, I walked into a bookshop and a book fell into my hands, literally a book fell into my hands, and it was called A Little Light on the Spiritual Laws by Diana Cooper. This was about the year 2000, 2001, and I had my last £10 in my bank account, and yet I couldn't put this book down. And this book was $9.99, and I bought it. And it was probably one of the wisest investments that I made. That was discernment in action. And this book had like 36 natural laws and spiritual laws about what governs the universe and how to keep us in a steady state of health, happiness, and well-being. And one of the natural spiritual laws was the law of discernment, and it's the ability to judge and make the right decisions. When you understand the spiritual laws of the universe, you tap into your natural state of well-being. You flow more in harmony with life. You create less bumps in the road as you go along. If you look at planet Earth from a spiritual perspective, Earth is very much like a school, and your life is like the classroom. And the classroom being is all the decisions and all the things and all the people and all the jobs that you have that come into your life. They are all opportunities for you to practice discernment. And each of our own lives feels like a classroom where we're learning to discern right from wrong. And in our young lives, we cause so much karma, meaning you make choice after choice and it just backfires and creates so many problems and challenges in their lives. I know it did for me, particularly around things like money. I used to make such poor decisions. But what happens is, as you start out on your journey to discovering the ability to make much better decisions and trust yourself and trust your intuition and trust your gut as you go along, what that creates is this stronger self-confidence, this stronger self-belief, this stronger sense of oneness and flow with life. It's as if you begin to glide with life rather than fight it. I remember I used to be fighting life the whole time with so much resistance. And that was causing me so much stress and grief and emotional turmoil. So if you are having challenge after challenge, then you've got to be looking about the decisions that you're making and being able to listen much more clearly to your intuition and your gut. Because when you are able to decipher the messages that are coming through from your intuition or your gut, that's when you become more discerning, and that's when life becomes easier. As adults, we're expected to know right from wrong, but it doesn't mean we always do. What I've found is that what this creates is so much negative karma. So all the karma that people are getting in their life, which is, you know, all that sort of backfire of things going wrong for people, is because they haven't learnt the lesson yet. There's no such thing as failure. Bruce Lee said, there's no such thing as failure as long as you learn the lesson. Any challenge that you've had is just all about adapting and pivoting from it. I know that's been the case for me. I know that, you know, I've made so many errors because everything I am now is the exact opposite. And I'm like a person who's literally turned their life around because, you know, at one time I was just attracting so much negative karma because of all the poor decision making that I've been doing. You know, my lack of ability to listen to my intuition and my gut caused me so many problems that just caught me out of whack for so many years. I felt like I was almost out of whack for like 3 years at one point. And what caused me grief was feeling like I wasn't learning as I was growing along. I'd keep repeating the same old mistakes over and over again. For me, the lessons I had to learn was learning about money and managing money. And once I started making much better choices, that's when things began to really shift for me. And I'm not going to say it's all going to happen at once, but little by little, you're going to notice that things get better and better. And that's because you're listening to the little subtle nuances and impulses that you're receiving from your intuition, which means your inner teacher, and the inner voice, you know, that's guiding you. And of course, your gut. One of the things that I really love is that in Star Wars, Luke Skywalker's character is told by Obi-Wan Kenobi when he's in the Millennium Falcon. One of the things that he says is, Luke, trust your feelings. And, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi goes on about this, and Luke's given this blindfold to have to wear to cover his eyes so he can't see whilst he's in the training. And Obi-Wan Kenobi goes on to say this. He goes, don't trust your eyes. Your eyes can deceive you. Listen to your feelings. And what he's actually saying is listen to the intuition, listen to the gut as it's coming through. And this is such a prominent, profound message in Star Wars that is so important for us as well, because our eyes can most definitely deceive you because of the filters that we put on our mind. But when you're listening to the inner teacher, when you're listening to that inner voice, that subtle inner voice, and you're listening to that gut, that the gut is the knowing. It's like, I can't tell you where this knowing comes from. It just says, this is what I've got to listen to. When you follow that up with a decision, that is discernment. And that discernment is absolutely priceless. It's the difference between making a really successful business decision and a really costly business decision. One of the people that I really love and admire is Alan Sugar. And in The Apprentice, he keeps on looking at all the logic on all the paperwork and of all the people that come onto The Apprentice show. And at the end, he's listening to his gut that says, is this the right person to hire for me? He's got all the information right in front of them because he recognizes logic has a great power in being able to make a great decision. But it's the gut feeling that he really listens to. That is why Alan Sugar is a great businessman, because he's been able to listen to his gut. Now, if there's anybody else you admire, you will admire them for their ability to listen to their intuition and their gut feelings. Those are the people that are powerful and standing in their power. Now, that is a skill that has to be learned. That is why Earth is like a school and your life is like the classroom, because you're constantly learning through all the people you're meeting and all the experiences that you're exposed to. And as you're listening to what feels right for you, maybe to go to this party or accept that invitation or decline that invitation or go into business with this person or not with that person, is all based on you being able to listen to the subtle messages that your intuition and your gut is telling you. And that discernment will always serve you when it's correct. Otherwise, you'll get more bumps in the road and you'll have to learn that lesson again and again and again, which is why a lot of people go back into relationships with people that are the same kind of person, but just with a different face and a different body over and over again, because they haven't quite learned the lesson yet. And the lesson that most people have to learn in that respect is don't hang around people that are cheaters, or don't hang around people that are abusing me. Because when you begin to value yourself, it's because you are now listening to your instinct, you're listening to your intuition, you're listening to your gut. That is discernment in action. And when you're not listening to yourself, it's because you want to stay small and safe, and that's all based on fear. That will always keep you small, and that will cut off the signals of intuition, not completely, but enough for you to not be able to hear that subtle feeling come through. Being able to be discerning does take skill. It is an art to be able to listen to that intuitive nudge. But the more discerning you are, the stronger those impulses become. And then it becomes so easy for you to be able to pick up on those signals when they present themselves. And one of the things I found is that there have been so many invitations that I've received over the years, and I've just declined so many of them because they just don't feel right with me. They don't sit right with me. They may have sat right with the old version of me, but not the new version of me. Not the new version of me that's health, vitality, and well-being. So that is the identity that I've created. That's the identity that I've moved into. So, and being able to decline invitations that won't serve you in one way or another is being able to listen to that subtle inner voice. And that discernment really gets you out of trouble. That discernment saves you financial expense. That discernment saves you potential loss and resentment. We can resent people because of the choices that we make. And when you don't listen to yourself and you don't honor yourself and you don't honor your intuition, the only person you really affect is yourself. And that's why it hurts so much, because you know you're really only shooting yourself in the foot.
If you're enjoying this episode, please remember to like, subscribe, and share.
Quite recently, I had to go back to the UK, and it didn't feel right for me to go back because there's been a lot of things going on with Brexit and things like that. And I felt like this such resistance come up, and I was so glad that I listened to my intuition and made a decision to say, I'm not going to go back to the UK yet. It just doesn't feel right because I'm looking after my mum since my father's died. And in doing so, I recognized that my neighbors went home, and when they went home, they weren't allowed to come back. They weren't allowed to come back into Spain. So that would have been a real challenge if I'd gone home and not been able to come back into the country to look after my mum. And that's what love does. And when you're able to listen to your instinct, you listen to your intuition, and being able to make decisions that are for your highest good and decisions that are in alignment, that won't cause resistance, that's when you're really practicing discernment. And that will cause you greater success as you move forward in a day-to-day basis. I'm a big advocate of reading body language and looking at subtle nuances of about the way people move their body or flick their eyes, or if they're a bit agitated. You can just read people just to see if they're honest and truthful. And when you become more discerning, you're looking for truth versus falsehood, which is truth versus error. So you can tell people if they're like, you know, if there's something a little bit off with someone, you'll know, because the more you practice discernment, you get these subtle feelings that just say there's something not quite right about that person. And you've got to listen to those subtle feelings that come through the body. And body language is a wonderful way about practicing discernment. But as is this, is being able to listen to the tone of someone's voice. When someone's tone of voice is soothing and uplifting and has this sense of truth in it, then that creates this level of understanding where your body and your mind is picking up these subtle feelings to go, do I trust this sound? Do I trust this person by the way they're speaking? Yesterday, I heard someone speaking on the phone and I've never met them before, but I listened to their voice and I thought to myself, I really like this person. I really like what they're saying, and I particularly like their sound. And me being quite auditory, I was able to you know, decipher and discern quite a lot just by the sound of their voice. And a friend was asking me, what do you think? And I thought to myself, listen, if it were me, I think they're very authentic by what I'm picking up. But ultimately, you have to discern what you think is right for you. But it's very interesting because we all have different internal gauges of what we feel is right for us and what isn't right for us. And it's very important that you learn to, you know, discern what is right for you versus what isn't. And that is a skill. Logic can help you make decisions. But remember, discernment and intuition and gut feeling is a knowing. Now, what happens is if you don't discern is that you draw to yourself negative karma. And that can cause a lot of problems in your life, like it has done for me. And that negative karma will be with you until you learn to be more discerning. You've got to learn to say yes when it feels right. And you've got to learn to say no when it means no. I did a podcast on this recently called Setting Healthy Boundaries. Setting healthy boundaries is paramount because that protects your precious time and energy. But also learning to make decisions based on what feels right to you and your gut, that's what you've got to listen to. And that comes from self-referral and from self-reflection and introspection. So the more introspective you are, that's why I'm such a huge advocate of meditation, because in meditation, when you begin to quiet the mind, you get these subtle feelings and vibrations that happen in the body. And when you think of a thought, you get like these impulses that come back. And it's so good, because when you learn to make decisions coming from this quiet headspace, you get these little feelings like Obi-Wan Kenobi saying, listen to your feelings, listen to your feelings. Does that feel right? Because if it feels right and you follow that up, that's great discernment. But if it doesn't feel right and you follow it up anyway, that's when you attract negative karma. And that's what causes you grief, anxiety, and lower emotions, and can take you in an absolute negative tailspin. And that's what caused me problems years ago, until I learned to make better decisions and obviously begin to quiet my mind through meditation. So it was fascinating to see this law of discernment in work and noticing that things were causing me less trouble as I became better and better at discerning and learning to make better and better decisions. Now, I'm not saying it was always easy, but what I am saying is that it became a practiced skill. It became like muscle memory. Fear and love are our primary emotions. We're either loving or we're fearful. And when we're loving, it's kind of like we have this sense of unity, this unity consciousness. And that's why Earth is so interesting, because in our lives, life is like the classroom. And when we're discriminating, what we're actually doing is separating ourselves from other people. And when we're seeing a togetherness, you know, you hear about that in terms in sports teams, we have a real sense of togetherness. That unity is being driven by one vision. And when we discriminate, what that does is separates us, and it disconnects us from that sense of well-being, that stream of well-being that's constantly flowing. And whether you're discriminating based on race, color, creed, gender, whatever it may be, that's really unspiritual, because actually what it's doing is it's creating a disconnect, and that disconnects you from that stream of well-being that's flowing, and disconnecting you from love, from this real state of unity that actually is all around us. Have you ever had that thing when you think of someone and they call you only a few minutes later? That is love that connects us. And whenever you're having to work so, so hard at something, that's because you're disconnected. So fear is really what disconnects us and separates us. And discrimination is one of the quickest ways that can disconnect you, as is complaining. So if you're wanting to have less bumps in your life, the challenges, the problems, it's really important that you learn to become better at discerning, because the quicker you are at making new empowered decisions, the better and smoother your life will become along the way. When you understand discernment, when you understand that it's so important for you to listen to your inner knowing, what that actually does is it just helps you tune into what I call Truth FM. And you're not even bothered by what other people are saying. You are just listening to your own counsel. You're keeping your own counsel, because ultimately only you can decide what's really right for you. And as I've listened to my gut, as I've listened to my heart and listened to my intuition over the years, I've recognized that I am so happy to say no. And I'm so happy to say yes when it's yes. And, you know, what this does is it just helps you become happier. It helps you live more peacefully. And it helps you just align with who you really are. Discernment is the ability to judge truth from falsehood. And what it is not is the ability to fake it. Discernment is not faking it. Discernment is truthing it. So when you're practicing discernment, what that means is you're listening to that knowing from within. And that is priceless. One of the ways that you can practice discernment is by asking yourself if you're going to enter into a relationship or enter into a new business or enter into any activity for that matter. Ask yourself, is this causing me any resistance? Because if it's causing you any resistance, then it's not right for you. Because when it feels good, it is good. And when it feels bad, it is bad, meaning that there's resistance in that. Because when you're really practicing discernment, it gives you a sense of freedom. And that freedom helps you tune and tap into your natural state of well-being. And when you're tuned and tapped into that natural state of well-being, because you're making better decisions, what that does is it helps you have a smoother path ahead. Ultimately, if you get it wrong and you keep getting challenge after challenge after challenge, you're going to want to adapt, because the pain will get too much. For me, I learned to become better at discerning because the pain for me was too much that I was willing to try something different. And hopefully you don't have to get to this high levels of pain to want to make change. But the pain that one is caused is because of all the decisions and choices one makes. So when you begin to make better choices because you're listening to your gut, you're listening to that inner voice, that you're listening to that intuition, and then you follow up with that on your decisions and being discernment, what's going to happen is you just have a much better quality of life. If discernment is the ability to judge truth from falsehood, if something is a falsehood, what that will do is cause you resistance. And if something is a truth, it will set you free. So you can always make your decisions based on whether it feels like it's causing you resistance or it's going to set you free. So notice the subtle feelings and feedbacks that come with that. And discernment, when you practice it over and over again, you'll become much better at it. I was a novice at the beginning and now I'm much better, but I still have to check in with myself over and over again, almost on a daily basis, to recognize, is this the right decision or not for me? And I'm willing to wait until I get that absolute feedback from me before I'm going to say yes to something. And you can too. And when you do that, you'll tap into that well-being and it will keep you happy, healthy and well and strong. So listen to your inner voice. Practice listening to that silence. And one of the best ways to do it is through meditation. And if you don't know how to meditate, make sure you sign up to my 7 Ways to Meditate in 7 Days. Because when you silence the mind, you raise your natural vibration. And when you raise your natural vibration, you're able to hear those subtle nuances so much more easily and clearly. It gives you a great sense of clarity. Now, if you've got great value from this show, I'd love to hear from you over on Instagram. And please write to me. I always love hearing from you. And if you're listening to this on audio, why not take a screenshot and let me know what your favorite aspect of this show and what you took away, what value you took away from this episode. If there's one thing you can take away from this show, it can change your life. It can help transform you. I'm in the business of helping create transformation. And I want to help you reach higher levels of satisfaction and contentment and joy. And if you'd like to continue this conversation, why not join me and some friends on Clubhouse every Tuesday at 9 a.m. We talk about some great stuff on there, and there's always new fresh content to be able to help expand your mind and help expand your consciousness. With that being said, I wish you an awesome week. Please remember to like, subscribe and share. And as always, I wish you green lights all the way.